Amanda, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm just as excited as everyone else, I think.
Yeah, gravitational waves.
It's
quite unique to see a scientific discovery being the number one trend online this morning. It's all over the news as well. It's obviously big news. Where were you when you first heard about it?
Well, I've been hearing rumors for a few weeks, but I couldn't really say anything. I didn't know the details. I didn't know the extent of what they found. But, I mean, this is an absolute confident detection of a black hole merger event, which we have theorized exists but have never been able to see before.
Yeah, so what were the conditions that sort of led to this discovery? So two black holes became one in layman's terms?
Exactly. These two black holes, they were both about 30 times as massive as our sun, and they were spiraling around each other. And then the moment that they actually became one black hole, they just splashed out 50 times more energy than all the stars in the universe.
Wow.
In just a few milliseconds, and that energy was released in the form of gravitational waves, which is what we detected on Earth.
And so these waves sort of shot out into the universe, and that's how we detected them?
Yeah, exactly. So these types of events, if you've got a supernova that explodes or neutron stars orbiting each other, when objects with mass are moving, are accelerating through space, that's what causes the fabric of space-time to ripple, and those ripples go travel through space, and that's what we detect as a gravitational wave.
And something that throws me is that this actually happened a long time ago.
A billion years ago,
A billion years ago, but we're only sort of learning about it now, which always spins me out.
Well, it's taken us a long time to really work on this technology. There are other things that can give us false alarms if there's an earthquake or a big truck passing by. So that's why we have two different detectors on different parts of the Earth to make sure we actually are detecting a cosmic signal. And second of all, you have to have an interaction between objects that's the right energy for us to be able to detect.
Mm.
So combination of both of those things, and we've finally broken it.
Yeah, and so tell us about, I mean, obviously people are saying it's confirming Albert Einstein's theory, you know, from over 100 years ago. Just what did he sort of predict, and how is it sort of proving that in effect?
Yeah, so what he predicted, his general theory of relativity, was that we can think of space as this space-time, as maybe a stretched-out trampoline. Mm-hmm. And when there's no massive object, the trampoline is flat. But when you put something like a star, say our sun, in the trampoline, that it actually bends it down, so you see that curvature. And if something is traveling past it, it is affected by that bending, so it bends towards it, it doesn't continue its straight line.
Wow.
So the difference is when we start having things that move, that's when these gravitational waves start propagating through and they ripple that trampoline so that we can see them.
Fantastic. And the technology, you mentioned it's been a long time since we had something as sophisticated that detected this stuff. It's called a laser interferometer gravitational wave observatory.
I think mouthful.
It's pretty, or LIGO as it's been known, as it's been in the news this morning. Tell us a bit about how that sort of works.
So it's two sets of lasers. They're shaped in an L, so one goes out one direction, another one goes out the other direction. And the laser bounces off a mirror and comes back. And so we detect the difference between the two lasers in that L shape. And when a gravity wave travels through space, it stretches space in one of those directions and it squeezes space in the other one. So you get a difference in how the lasers bounce off those two mirrors in a different direction.
Okay.
But the width of that difference is something like a thousandth of the width of a proton. So it is amazingly weak, this signal, and we have to be so sensitive to it.
And I believe that Australia and the CSIRO had a pretty big, or at least a significant role in this discovery as well. Just what did we contribute to this discovery?
We contributed some of the technology. So some of the coatings on the mirrors that are reflecting those lasers, that has come out of the CSIRO technology. And the sensitivity of it wouldn't have been possible without what we've developed here. So that's pretty exciting.
And just one last question, Amanda. Some have compared this news to the discovery of radio waves. Just how significant is this discovery?
It's an entirely new way of looking at the universe. I think one of the most exciting things about it is that we have no way to predict what physical objects out in the universe we will actually find using this technology. It's just opening up the universe in a way we can't understand yet. It's amazing.
Well, your excitement is definitely infectious. Amanda, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Yeah, enjoy the excitement.
Well, we'll speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.